And finally, new rule, the recent report that informed us that in November of this year, the population of the Earth will hit 8 billion is not good news. And those who regard it as such should be treated for TikTok brain. The Secretary General of the United Nations, of all people, said that welcoming our 8 billionth person was an occasion to celebrate our diversity. Yes, what a comfort that people of all races will be contributing to an already unsustainable carbon footprint and choking and starving equally. Have you seen what has been happening with the climate in recent years? Did you see England last week? England is pretty far north, but the runways are melting. Our farmland is shrinking due to scorching temperatures and drought. 1 out of 4 people on Earth is food insecure, what we used to call hungry. There's another one. And billions face some form of water scarcity. Water isn't the only thing we're running out of. Clean air, quality soil, rainforests, wetlands, the precious metals that make our phones work. We're even running out of sand. Sand. Which may not seem important, but without it, you can't make concrete or glass, like for windows, so you can look outside and see the world ending. And all of this is not unrelated to there being ever more people on Earth who tend to use things. Tracy Stone Manning is our director of the Bureau of Land Management, and she said, if there were fewer of us, we would have less impact. We must consume less, and more importantly, we must breed fewer consuming humans. Yes, I thought this was a duh. And until very recently, it was. But now there's a growing movement of people more worried about population decline. Decline, that's what we should be celebrating. But Elon Musk says,
the biggest problem the world will face in 20 years is population collapse.
Oh, come on, of all the excuses not to wear a condom.